Welcome to the Parenting is Hard Work podcast. This is Dr. Scott Taransky, and I'm here with Elena Svetzlot from the Netherlands. And together we are talking about family life to try to bring about changes in families that help them to be more wholesome and give ideas for ways that parents can work with their kids. We're taking a little bit of a break here over the last few sessions to work on the marriage relationship because we have a lot to say about marriage. And so each time we've gotten together, we've talked about another quality that will make you a stronger person within your marriage. Whether your spouse participates in these activities or not is not the point. The point is, can you be the kind of person that God wants you to be within your marriage? And so we're going to focus on another issue today as we continue to probe the important things that will empower your marriage to be as powerful as it can be, but also to help you to be strong in your own relationship with the Lord. So, Elena, welcome. I'm glad you're joining with me again today.
Hi, Dr. Scott. Very good to be together again. And it's really double feelings because I feel also sad that we're kind of nearing the end of our journey through your book. But it's been really, really so much learning and so much new discovery that I have personally seen through this. So we still have two chapters to go. So we're working at the moment through chapter 11. And today we're going to be talking about developing passion in marriage and practicing enthusiasm. And we are going to talk next week on the last chapter. So I'm very excited about that as well. And indeed, I would like to encourage those of you who are listening to our podcast and have been blessed with the episodes on our children's parenting and the ministry that we do there, and you find also these sessions about marriage helpful, please do share this. And I'm sure there can be somebody who could benefit from it. So like it, share it. It's going to reach many more hearts than you might probably think. So, okay, well, let's go into it, Dr. Scott. I would really like to start by letting you introduce this chapter first, because it's a chapter that has a lot of value and a lot of, it's full. We're talking about passion, and I would like to hear how you think about it.
You know, it's interesting. Sometimes when a parent will say to me, this. They'll say, you know, your book about marriage, you said, was good for young people to read, even if they aren't married, but they want to get married someday. And I say, yes, that's right. It is important because it contains all these different qualities that they need. And the parent says, well, I just want to be careful. Are you going to be talking to them about sex? And although I think it's good to talk to young people about sex, this book is not a book that develops that subject a lot. But in this chapter, when we talk about passion, it is one of the ways that passion can be experienced. In fact, sometimes when this topic is introduced, that's the subject that men think about. They say, oh, good, passion. I'm glad we're going to talk about that because I'd like to have some more of that in my marriage. And I get that. But what we're going to talk about here is not just the physical dimension of passion. It can be all kinds of things. It could be physical affection. It could be shared activities. We're just simply having fun together. But there's this atmosphere of connection and intimacy. Passion builds emotional security. And what we want to do is have this sense of excitement or enthusiasm in the relationship. So when you can smile and you can be excited about your spouse, that's what we're talking about here. And it just brings a dimension into the relationship that's important. So that's what we're going to talk about, and I think you'll find it helpful as we continue to develop this idea.
Yeah, I think of it somehow, and please correct me if you think differently, but I think of it somehow as the cherry on the top, because I think working on all the other areas we mentioned in the other episodes somehow makes this come naturally or more easily to have fun or to be, you know, to do something that brings a sense of excitement or, energy that's different. Do you think do you see it also like that? I see it as something that can develop easier as all the other pieces are kind of brought together. What is your view on it?
Sure. I think that that definitely can be an expression of what we're talking about here, that it's one of the benefits. It's one, we can call it the spark in the relationship. I think all of that's fine. But again, the emphasis of the book is work on yourself, okay? Are you the kind of person that brings joy into your relationship? Are you the person who's saying, hey, why don't we do this together? Maybe it's playing a game if your relationship enjoys game playing. Maybe it's watching a movie, or maybe it's just going on a walk or something like that. Maybe it's working in the garden. I don't know. It could be anything that you do together that says, hey, we enjoyed spending time together. I just enjoy you. And that's the enthusiasm that we can bring to the relationship that's really special. So I think a lot of relationships start with passion. That there's this internal feeling, the spark that they have, and they're excited about this relationship. And then it's developed when they get married, they have a strong sexual relationship, and you know, their spark is there, and they feel like the spark disappears. And I'm going, why does the spark disappear? It's not just about sexual intimacy. It's about just being able to enjoy each other and be able to spend time with each other and then practice this idea of enthusiasm. I think when you're enthusiastic, you change a little bit. There's more smile on your face. There's more pitch in your voice. There's a sense of moving toward the other person with a sense of enthusiasm and excitement. That's what we're trying to say here. I think the kind of person who does that just in relationships in general is someone that's appreciated and valued. And so it's a good quality to develop in our own lives. Marriage is a great place to practice it.
Yeah, true. And it's indeed that something that sometimes it's difficult to talk about as a couple, I think, for various reasons. But I think sometimes people can feel a sense of shame, or maybe a sense of not knowing precisely how to start a conversation and to put their words together. I think what you have mentioned in the book can be such a helpful way to start, for example, by planning something to do, something fun together, like spending time together in an activity that brings laughter, and it makes it more easy to interact and to connect before going further. I think it's just so natural for us when we get busy with children, work, so much going on, so many emotions that we go through every single day. A lot of women are going through different stages in their lives in terms of their hormones. And I think that it can be so easy for us to forget about spending time together and really appreciating each other. And yeah, I feel that starting with something fun or something where you kind of rediscover each other and rediscover what actually was the spark that started, I think, can be very helpful. What was for your relationship specifically, Dr. Scott? Because I imagine you have been busy. I mean, I know you have been busy and you're still busy. How do you and your wife have kept that spark going?
I was thinking about that myself here. What are some things that Carrie and I really enjoy? And you know, one thing, you know, you have to realize I'm at a completely different stage than you are, Elena. Our kids and grandkids are all out of our house. We just live by ourselves. So eating together every night is something we cherish and enjoy. And when one of us has a meeting of some kind that takes us away from the meal, then we miss it. In fact, I told Carrie the other day, I really missed eating with you. I think that just making that statement helped her to feel valued, that those times are important. But Carrie and I, we like to walk together. We have a beautiful lake near our house, and so walking around the lake sometimes is one of those things we enjoy. We also, my wife likes the garden, and she takes a lot of joy in her flowers and vegetables that she plants. And so for me to take an interest in those and to support her in that is something that is helpful for us. Mm. And there's a sense of passion that we enjoy in common activities. I think those are important. I think that there's lots of different ways that we can express this passion and even initiating intimacy. We both initiate intimacy with each other. Even, you know, I'm 68 and my wife is 70 and we still enjoy having a passionate relationship physically. And I just think all of that fits into this picture that I think is important for a good relationship and a solid relationship. So, Yeah, you have to find out what's best in your relationship that's going to enhance and spark these things. But yeah, I really love my wife, and just talking about her just makes me excited. So I enjoy her a lot.
That's very good. And I think it's amazing that at your age and with all the work that you're doing, things are going so good. And I think it's a big inspiration and a great example for our generation. But indeed, it's different for other couples, especially if you still have young kids at home, you are going through a different kind of setting. And yeah, probably those listening to this episode are those who are at the moment perhaps struggling. And so yes, I'd fully recommend those listening to do read this chapter. It's full of examples, but also of joy, of different practical suggestions that you might want to consider doing. And actually, Dr. Scott, I really would love to read the short verse you have here in the book based on the Song of Solomon, chapter 8 from 6 to 7. Place me like a seal over your heart, like a seal on your arm. For love is as strong as death. Its jealousy unwieldy as the grave. It burns like blazing fire, like a mighty flame. Many waters cannot quench love. Rivers cannot sweep it away. I mean, it's really so such a passionate way. Sometimes we forget how passionate the Bible is and how much love the Bible shows and talks about. And we also see here talking about jealousy. Jealousy can be something that can be very destroying in a relationship. I mean, in some small doses it can be healthy, but I don't know. What do you think about it?
Yes, I think that we have to view it this way. I think that when each person pursues passion, it's this lifelong practice that we have. Are you passionate about life? Are you grateful for the fact that God has given you life? Every morning when you get up, we just should be thanking the Lord for the breath that we have to live today. Lord, I'm looking forward to what you're going to do today. I'm excited about you, Lord. Mm-hmm. And there's this passion that it's just this quality that we have that I think God uses in our lives to enhance our enjoyment of life. And then other people enjoy life because of what we're doing. So yes, marriage is, again, the space in which we're able to practice one of the godly things that God wants us to enjoy. And whether your spouse participates or reciprocates is not the point. The point is, what kind of a person are you? Are you the kind of person that demonstrates passion in life and enthusiasm about life and about this relationship of marriage that you're in? That's the kind of person that I want to be. And I think that's the kind of person that our listeners want to be as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Really strong. Yeah, some strong words of encouragement there. And I agree that the change can be done also from one side. There is a way, there is so much power in somebody and someone starting it. Dr. Scott, we are approaching the end of the book, and it's been such a transformative journey for me in terms of how much I've learned. And I really want to encourage all those listening to share it. And I mentioned this in the beginning. I think we see so much. I think nowadays marriage has become something that's less valued in our society. And I think it's so important to, as Christians, but also as friends with people who don't necessarily believe, to share and to support them through their own journey in a marriage. So before we end this episode, would you like to give any word of encouragement for couples or for people in marriage who struggle and they want to start, and maybe they don't know how or they feel stuck? We would really appreciate some of your wisdom.
Yes, let's start with this. Passion isn't just about feeling, it's about a choice. And you make a choice to be passionate, and the feelings follow. So just being able to be enthusiastic about your relationship is something that you that takes energy, and you exert yourself in that direction, and God can do some good things. It's really a mindset and practice that you have, and you nurture that. Even if your spouse isn't quite there yet, you can be the person who's saying, this is good and I want to rejoice in it. This is the day. Today is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. just, I'm going to do that in my marriage. I'm going to do that in life. I think this is the quality that we're trying to emphasize in this particular chapter of the book. That's why I think this book is good for anybody. And people who are single can read it. People who are want to be married can read it. People who are married already can read it. I had this 80-some-year-old, I don't know how old he is, in my church, and he says, I'm reading your book. And I said, I'm really learning a lot. He's not, his wife passed away years ago. Mm. But he said, I'm really liking this book. This is great. Things I can work on. I'm saying, oh, wow, that's really special to hear him. His name's Ted. And to hear him share that in this particular aspect of his life is really inspiring. Because, yes, it's the kind of book that anybody can read and benefit from. It's about 12 character qualities that we all need, and certainly these qualities are used and demonstrated in marriage. So let's work on this. Let's be the kind of people that God wants us to be.
Mm, amen. Yeah, very, very powerful. Well, thank you so much. And please, those listening, please feel free to look back at our other episodes. We have already 11 episodes on marriage. We have many more episodes on parenting. So really exciting to be finishing this this big chapter together. One more episode next time, and then we will move into something even more exciting, which we will be sharing perhaps next time. But until then, we really wish you a blessed time of practice with all the exercises and the therapies that we shared in this episode. God bless.